AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FBI says it's unaware of any continued communication between Savannah Guthrie's family and suspected kidnappers of her 84-year-old mother, Nancy. Julie Walker has more.
Today Show host Savannah Guthrie on Instagram Monday, pleading for her safe return.
We believe our mom is still out there.
Thanking well-wishers for their prayers.
God is lifting her even in this moment and in this darkest place.
She says law enforcement is working tirelessly but wants the public to help as well.
We are at an hour of desperation and we need your help.
Over the weekend, she said the family would pay a ransom. Also, investigators were inside daughter Annie Guthrie's home and searching a septic tank behind Nancy Guthrie's house in her Catalina Foothills neighborhood outside Tucson. She was last seen January 31st after family dropped her home. Ransom letters have been sent to media outlets. The FBI is investigating. Guthrie takes what investigators say is life-saving medication, and they can only hope she is still okay. I'm Julie Walker.
The FBI says it still has not identified suspects. Ghislaine Maxwell pleaded the Fifth Amendment, declining to answer questions from a House panel Monday, and her lawyers appealed for clemency from President Trump. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is vowing to fight for his job amid further revelations and resignations over the relationship between the man he appointed, UK ambassador to Washington, and Jeffrey Epstein. And Lawrence Brooks reports Buckingham Palace says King Charles will support police probes examining claims about his brother.
A UK police force says it's assessing claims that Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, formerly Prince Andrew, sent confidential reports to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein from a 2010 tour of Southeast Asia while he was Britain's envoy for international trade. Thames Valley Police, which serves areas west of London, including Andrew's former home at Royal Lodge near Windsor Castle, confirmed the inquiry. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
This is AP News. In a Los Angeles court Monday, opening statements in a case against Instagram's parent company Meta and Google's YouTube. Caitlin Humani was there for us.
Attorney Mark Lanier delivered the opening statements for the plaintiffs, arguing that the case is as easy as ABC, which he said stands for Addicting the Brains of Children. His argument centers on internal documents from defendants Meta and YouTube that show an awareness of the addictive quality of social media and a desire to capitalize off young people's heavy use of their platforms. The plaintiff has only been identified by her initials, KGM. She began using social media as a minor and claims she became addicted to the platforms, which then had a detrimental impact on her mental health.
Meta's lawyer spoke of disagreement over social media addiction within the scientific community, saying some don't believe it exists or that addiction is not the most appropriate way to describe heavy social media use. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.